It's brand new music from June the Dancer, as well as Asmonawe with Ove. 8:37, thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. You should know by now that around this time, we speak to June the Dancer.
Yes.
We check in with her to see, yo, listen, what's happening, girl? What's happening with the Wolf's Bay?
Yeah.
The Pulpus Bay. Bice. Bice.
Okay.
I'm trying to find all the nicknames of
yeah, I'm just like, all I know is just that people who come from there, most of them are just like, you know, NSK funny by funny by.
Yeah, CJ.
I know something.
Yeah, you know, no, girl, you got it. You
I knew someone from there.
You are with someone right now, for that matter. All right, cool. So June the Dancer, we're not really going to have a conversation with her in terms of her life, but she did send us a couple of updates. All right. And one of those were like DJ Zintle, isn't it?
Yeah, so listen, here's my thing is also in his key in regards, before we get into that.
Yeah.
I'm just like trying to figure out, DJ Zintle was here.
Yeah.
And I did not know about DJ Zintle being here until...
Because you're a big fan of her now. Or like, not your fan, no. But like you follow the woman. Yeah.
Fan.
Yeah.
Let's stick with that.
Fan. Okay.
What?
Okay.
I love this woman.
Yeah.
And now I'm also in a space where I'm even watching her reality show. And I've been following her love journey with Bongani. But anyway, DJ Zintle was in the country for the weekend, and she performed in the capital and then at the coast as well. And that was in Valfers Bay, right?
Yeah.
And then you obviously know for a fact that June the Dancer has all the tea.
Good morning, NSK, Mr. Hrotman. Hey, Shaquan, how are you guys? I hope you guys are doing good. I can smell the Jacob's coffee.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Breakfast. This is your girl, June the Dancer. You know what happens this time around. Let's talk about DJ Zintle. She came and she dropped down the roof. We had so much fun at that show. She played all our songs that we love. I mean, I learned a thing or two, you know, as someone who is, you know, busy learning the DJ world.
Yeah.
I mean, I learned a thing or two. And there's always that one person. So there was a guy who was drinking a.k.a. Watermelon Cruise vodka.
Oh, yeah.
That guy made sure that DJ Zintle saw that he was holding that bottle. Like, and then when she saw him, she just went into this awkward smile that you could see that she felt a little bit kind of awkward. Guys, we must stop those things, man. We are old. But overall, shout out to Steakhouse. Shout out to R&D. Like, thank you for that show. It was an amazing show. I enjoyed myself. But before the show finished, though, some drama went down. And that drama included the one and only June the Dancer. Let me tell you about it.
First of all, that dude that had the cruise vodka thing.
Yeah, why do we
flaunted in front of
Zintle. Right? People have moved on, guys.
People are actually chilled.
Yeah,
they're actually fine now.
Yes.
All four of them. You know what I mean?
And for me, let me tell you right now, hey, as a black woman, I love that.
No, I love that too.
I really, really do.
I love that too. That's beautiful.
I mean, I was very skeptical as to, first I was just like, Nadia, Nagai, Kin, why? But now I kind of see it.
Yeah.
I kind of see it, you know. So, you know, Kinan is now with Nadia, and Zintle is married. Do you know she's married, right?
I didn't know about the marriage.
No, she's married, traditionally, to Bongani.
To Bongani now.
Yes.
Bong's the dude.
Yeah. From a reality TV. I'm honest,
just
right?
Anything.
I even saw, like, when, you know, when his uncles came over to ask for a hand in marriage and stuff like that. Yeah. No, she's married.
Oh, wait. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that drama, okay, so that set aside, the dude flaunting the AK. Okay, whatever, dude. But also, she mentioned there was more drama towards the end of the show. And listen, let me tell you something right now. I'm here for the drama. Let's hear it.
So I'm not going to go into a lot of details, right? What happened is there was a misunderstanding between June the Dancer and one of the ladies that was there, with Miss Batista Bella.
Oh!
Batista,
Hold up, wait.
While we hear that, I'm checking Instagram for us.
Just look up real quick. I'm playing it now. Okay.
What happened is there was a misunderstanding between June the dancer and one of the ladies that was there, with Miss Batista Bella. Batista Bella is a DJ, musician, dancer, you know, she's doing everything nowadays. So the misunderstanding came, it had something to do with Batista Bella's boyfriend. But for me, it was weird because you are Bella's friend. Why are you acting like this is your boyfriend and stuff like that? Okay, so a lot went down. She threw me with a glass on my face.
Snap, hold up. Wait, it's too much tea, June. Wait, let's quickly go back a bit. Wait, hold on.
Friend and stuff like that. Okay, so a lot went down. She threw me with a glass on my face. But I'm doing good. I'm good. Nothing major. And I ripped off her wig and I slept her a few times.
What is happening?
Yeah, so there was drama. Unfortunately, I don't condone violence, but I'm not proud of what happened. But yeah, I've been angry for a while, so it had to come out. But forgive me, world. Please, I will never fight again. It is not a thing for ladies.
Definitely not.
I mean, at least she's, towards the end, she's sympathetic towards it.
Yeah, no, because here's the thing as well, NSK, what you need to understand sometimes is like, you know, in the heat of the moment, do you know what I mean? Like, your emotions take over to the point where you just can't control it, right? Mm. I mean, we're all human. We've all had those moments. I think the one thing that I always commend people on, honestly, is just when you recognize that I could have done better and you, you know, just sympathize with the situation or you're a little bit more empathetic to what happened.
Yeah.
Perhaps maybe it will be nice for the two ladies to just have a conversation because now, obviously, today is Tuesday. It's been the weekend. You know, maybe they've cooled off a little bit. Maybe just to have a conversation. Be nice. Yeah, that was a lot to take in.
Drama!
Yes, and then also you know that we have... do your thing quickly.
Yeah, man. Look, listen.
How many days are left in November?
15 days to go before we bring in December.
Come on. And then we...
And then we Happy New Year. CNJ.
Yes. Anyways, the holiday season is obviously fast approaching and you know this because, yo, it's just, it's in the air. Mm. And that means that the whole Vintook will either go up Kwambo, we know this, or they will probably just be going up to the coast. What tips do you have for people who are traveling to the coast for this holiday season?
Okay, and now the holidays are approaching, so I want to just tap on a few things that we, you know, we need to watch out for when we are visiting the coast at these holiday, especially, you know, the nightlife, the entertainment life and all that. As I spoke about the other week that, you know, they are putting stuff in drinks, they are roofing people at the clubs. Mm. So just make sure you have your charcoal activated pills. Yeah. Please make sure you don't go out alone because, you know, if by chance you get too drunk or too wasted and you are alone, nobody to look after you, a lot is going to go down. So avoid going out alone. And please, if you are visiting the coast and you are moving about in the night, make sure you have a taxi that at least you got from a friend that stays in Barbados, a reliable taxi.
Yeah.
Because the taxis now are also starting to, you know, do the things that we don't want to mention. Barbados is slowly turning into Vintook, so let's watch out for that.
Scary.
And also, fanny packs, guys. Please don't carry these little cute handbags that we like to carry. Carry a fanny pack because it's hard for someone to grab a fanny pack. So make sure like your money, your bank cards and everything is together.
Mm.
And the last but not least, when you are out or when you are taking a walk in Barbados, in the coast during the holidays, don't flash your phone. Stop snapping everything, guys. Stop letting people know your location and all that because they are going to come for that. So those are like a few of the hot stuff that, you know, that you have to look out for when you are in the coast this holidays. So please, guys, take care of yourselves. I know we like to have fun, but just make sure you are safe. Make sure you are taking care of yourselves and avoid fighting, June included. Avoid fighting.
You know what? I love her for that.
Thank you so much, guys, for listening to the Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
Yes.
I am signing out.
Awe, June, thank you so much for being honest about what happened over the weekend with yourself.
Absolutely, man. And you know what it is also, Ines, there's a lot of things that... there's a lot of things that influence how we react to certain things.
Yeah.
You and I understanding what June has been going through.
But also not everyone knows that.
And they don't need to.
And they don't need to also.
You know, when you go through something like that also, it's just like it bottles up, you know? Unfortunate, but yeah, I'm just glad that everyone is okay regardless.
I like the drama!
Jameson Connects Namibia is back for round 2. And